This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump and wife Melania Tuesday paid solemn tribute to 11 people killed Saturday at the Tree of Life Jewish Temple in Pittsburgh. The Trumps lit candles for each of the victims inside before stepping outside to leave remembrances. They also visited some of the wounded recovering at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. People across the area gathered to sing and hold signs in solidarity with the Jewish community. Shem Rice is with the World Jewish Congress.
People of the world should unite the terrorist activities of all types, whether the guy's a single maniac or it's a group. It's something that should not exist, and it's something that we fight against.
Others, like Andy Hardin, were protesting the visit by president at this time.
I think it's appropriate, but I think it was too soon. I can't speak for the entire community of Squirrel Hill, and I can't speak for the people in the synagogue. But from whom I talked to, they have said he is not welcome here because he is not welcoming to others.
The first of the funerals for the victims of Saturday's attack were also held Tuesday. Suspect Robert Bowers was arrested at the scene after being wounded. He's been charged with 29 felony counts, including hate crimes, and he could face the death penalty if convicted in what the Anti-Defamation League described as the deadliest targeting of Jews in U.S. history. American missionary Charles Wesco was killed in Cameroon Tuesday near Bamenda as he traveled through northwest area contested by Anglophone separatists and security forces in the majority French-speaking African nation. 44-year-old Baptist missionary had been in the country less than 2 weeks. South Sudanese rebel leader Riek Machar has returned to the capital to take part in a peace ceremony for the new agreement signed in August to end 5 years of conflict. This is VOA News. A general in charge of the deployment of thousands of troops along the U.S. southern border. Aid troop levels will rise, but declined to say by how much. They were ordered to the border as at least two separate caravans of thousands of mostly Central American migrants move through Mexico toward the U.S. Georgia State University political scientist Jennifer McCoy said the problem of illegal immigration has actually lessened in recent years.
Immigrants are coming regularly into the United States. This is overall a relatively small number. And overall, immigration has dropped in recent years of people seeking to enter the United States, and border apprehensions have dropped as well. So it is not the crisis, the alarming crisis, that I think the president is trying to make it out to be.
General Terrence O'Shaughnessy, head of the U.S. Northern Command, said border security is national security. More than 5,200 troops are being deployed across Texas, Arizona, and California. President Trump also indicated Tuesday he will seek by executive order to scrap so-called birthright citizenship, conferring citizenship on anyone born in the U.S., even to parents with no legal status. Mr. Trump appeared on the HBO documentary series Axios.
Now, how ridiculous. We're the only country in the world where a person comes in, has a baby, and the baby is essentially a citizen of the United States for 85 years with all of those benefits. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. And it has to end.
Have you talked about that with counsel?
Yeah, I have.
So where in the process?
It's in the process. It'll happen.
Republican members of Congress have indicated their intention to introduce legislation to make any executive order more binding. Thousands rallied in Sri Lanka's capital Tuesday, demanding Parliament be convened to end a political dispute between the president and its prime minister. Among those marching is Colombo. In Colombo was Mohamed Imran.
It's about democracy, and we are with the democracy of this country. We would like to support whatever the outcome is from the Parliament.
President dismissed his cabinet Friday and suspended parliament. Indonesian divers have detected a long object underwater in the area where a Lion Air Boeing 737 went down shortly after takeoff Monday with 189 people on board. There were no survivors. Sonar is being used to determine if and what part of the aircraft they've discovered. At least four are known dead from the effects of Typhoon Yutu that slammed into the northern Philippines Tuesday, with high winds and heavy rain causing landslides. Several others are reported trapped in a mountainous region there. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.